Organize Me Radio, Episode 1, About Me. Hello and welcome to Organize Me Radio. My name is Naima Ford Goldson and I am your host. I am so excited for my very first podcast, and we are going to hit so many different topics that will help you become a bit more organized. We will do basic decluttering. We'll cover many topics like paper clutter, closets, offices. We will talk about how-tos and becoming organized, being a mom, special events, and then just general tips about organizing. So I am so excited to have my very first podcast. Stick with me every week. I'll be bringing you different special guests, so you'll have to stay tuned to see who those guests are. Now, I have been a professional organizer for nearly 7 years. I started my business back in 2013 when I had trouble getting back into the corporate world. During my time as a professional organizer, I've had a chance to help people become very organized. I've designed spaces, I've helped them with general decluttering in their houses, I've coached people on staying organized. I've also had the opportunity to be an expert on TV showing people how to become organized and showing my house and how I stay organized. I've also been featured in online magazines such as Good Housekeeping, Country Living, Mamaha, and Sparefoot. So in this first episode, I want to tell you all about how I became a professional organizer. So I actually majored in broadcasting when I was in school. And so organizing isn't something that I thought I would ever do. It really isn't. I've been organized my entire life because I am the fifth of 8 children. And growing up, my home was always so very chaotic. So I always wanted order out of the chaos. So I remember always being the one to clean up, and I loved being in the kitchen. I even have a memory that goes back to age 6. I remember when I lived in New York and I took all the dishes out of the cabinet and put them in the sink just so I can wash the dishes. Sounds a little bit crazy, but that's what I was doing at 6 years old, and no wonder I became a professional organizer eventually. So again, I studied broadcasting at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, and by the time I graduated college, my thought was that I would go into radio. So I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, because I wanted to work for CNN, and I got my foot in the door at the CNN tour. So while I was at the CNN tour, I had the opportunity to meet different types of people. And I've also had opportunities to, you know, to view the different departments. And I knew CNN radio could be a little far-fetched because I didn't have all that experience that many of those people who worked in that department did. But I decided to take my shot and reach out to the director and see if I could possibly shadow someone or possibly get a mentor and create a demo so that I can send it out to different markets to get a job locally elsewhere. So I reached out to the radio director, and surprisingly, he agreed to let me come and shadow at CNN Radio. The only thing was I had to go in at 4 a.m. So there was an entire group of people that worked the 4 a.m. to 12 p.m. shift. Now keep in mind, I still worked for the CNN tour. So I had to go in at 4 a.m. and then when I was done, I would go to my CNN tour shift. Now I did this for a couple of months where I would go to CNN radio. So I was taught how to be a radio editor and how to be a radio anchor and how to talk and how to put power behind my words and letters and emphasis on certain letters. Well, during my time at CNN Radio, they had an opening for a radio editor. So I decided that I'd go ahead and apply for it. I knew that my chances were pretty slim that I would get that, but I decided to apply anyway. So I applied for the job, and surprisingly, the director actually gave me an interview. So during the interview, of course, you go through the motions, and many of us who have worked in the corporate world before know that these corporate jobs, they might have someone in mind for the job already. However, they still have to interview a certain amount of people. So you very well might not have a shot at all, but they still have to interview a certain amount of people. So he gave me an interview, which I was so thankful for. So I had the interview. I sat down with him, and he said, "Naima, why do you want to do this? Radio is dying. Why do you want to be in radio?" And I told him about my love for radio and why I wanted to be there. And at the end of the interview, he said, "Well, you know what? I just don't think you're ready. I don't think you're ready for this position." So then I accepted that. I was a little sad. Of course, you know, in person, when someone tells you, when you think you're ready and someone tells you you're not ready, it's kind of a blow to the ego and it kind of gets you down. So after that, I went back down to the tour office and I had some time to think about it. And I thought, you know what? Who is he to tell me that I'm not ready? Who does he think he is? He doesn't know me as well as he thinks he knows me. I'm a very hard worker. Every job that I have ever done, I've worked very hard at it. And I've been working since I was about 13 years old. Now, granted, I worked in a cornfield at 13 years old, but then again, at 15 years old, I was a telemarketer. So I've always held jobs. So I decided that I was going to go ahead and send him an email and tell him all the reasons why he was wrong. And so I sent him an email and I said, "Hello, thank you so much for interviewing me and I appreciate your feedback. However, you are wrong. I am ready and I know I can do this." I wasn't sure if he would actually respond, but apparently he felt challenged. So he sent me an email and said, "Okay, you think I'm wrong? Well, why don't you prove me wrong? I will let you train in CNN radio for a week. And if you can pick up everything that we are doing here, then I will offer you a freelance position." Now, a freelance position is a part-time position. And I was okay with that because at the time, I had just turned 25 years old. I was still working for the tour office. I didn't have much luck navigating around the company like some of the other people in the tour department. So I decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do my best and I will get this freelance position. The following Monday, I started training in CNN radio and he paired me with two women who were just awesome. I've learned so much from them and I still follow them today. I follow their careers and what they are doing. At first, it was very overwhelming because I did a lot more than I did when I was just shadowing. I still had to come in at 4 a.m. before my CNN tour shift. So I typically work 12 hours a day, which I did for that entire week. It was very stressful. So it was a Tuesday of that week, and I bumped into one of the security officers that worked for the CNN Center. And he told me he'd noticed I'd been going to CNN radio and he just wondered if I had received a new position. So I told him I didn't have a position yet, but I'm hoping to get one. I told him how I was told if I can learn all this stuff in a week, I would be offered a freelance position. But I also explained to him how I was feeling very overwhelmed and I wasn't sure I could do it. And perhaps I was in over my head because it was just so much information thrown at me that I had to process and learn and understand. And then he told me, "Well, you know, everything is hard at first. Anything that you start is hard and overwhelming. But if other people can do it, you can definitely do it. Just stick with it. It's always hard at first, but keep with it and you'll get it." And so it was like he was strategically placed there to give me the motivation that I needed to continue on. So the following day, I went in there to CNN Radio and I kicked butt. So then the next day, before that Friday, before the end of the week, I was pulled into the office of the director. And he said, "Naima, you know what? You were right and I was wrong. You're doing a great job, and I would love to offer you a freelance position. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you can't do something, because clearly I was wrong. When I had that conversation with him, one of my mentors was in the room. And when he left the room, she said, "Girl, I have never heard him apologize before. Good job." So I was just very excited about that. And they offered me that position. And I was able to leave the CNN tour because they paid me double what CNN tour was paying me. So fast forward, I stayed in CNN radio for a year. And the reason I stayed there for a year was because it ended up being exhausting for me. I felt myself getting hardened. I felt myself becoming desensitized to life in general. So I didn't want to be that way. I didn't want to feel like that. I didn't want to hear a bad story and just think, oh, it is what it is. Or, well, who cares? I didn't want to be that person. And then I moved on to work for Cox Communications. And I worked for Cox Communications until I had my first child. And I decided not to return after maternity leave for various reasons. But the main reason being that my son, who is now 8 years old, was exclusively breastfed and he would not drink from a bottle. So I remember a time where he was about 2 months old, and my husband, Eric, watched Ethan so I can go and get my hair done. And the entire time I was gone, Ethan did not eat anything. He would not drink from that bottle. So I realized I had to figure something out where I could be there for my child. So I ultimately decided to resign. My goal was to get back into the corporate world after Ethan turned a year old. So when he was 9 months old, I started applying for jobs. I received interviews for two positions, and I ultimately didn't get either of them. I got very far with both jobs. I interviewed 3 times for one of those jobs, 4 times for the other job. I was the top 2 in one of those jobs. I was the top 5 for the other, and I got none of them. I had so much trouble just trying to get back into the corporate world, and I didn't realize it would put me in a position where it was so hard to get back into the corporate world. I wish moms didn't feel like they have to go back to work when their child is only 2 months old because they fear that they wouldn't get back into the corporate world. So I didn't know what I was going to do. I remember having a conversation with my oldest sister, Kia, and I told her, "Kia, I don't know what I'm going to do. No one else is giving me interviews. Every time I apply for jobs and I do get interviews, they don't hire me. They tell me I'm too experienced or they tell me I'm not experienced enough. I don't know what to do." So then Kia says, "Well, why don't you just start your own business?" And I thought, maybe, but what business would that be? So then Kia says, "Well, remember when we hired a professional organizer for mom?" And I said, "Yes." So a few years back, we hired a professional organizer to help get my mom organized because my mom used to be the most disorganized person I know, but with my help, she's a lot better. So Kia says, "Well, Naima, the lady only did this, this, and that, and you can definitely do this because you are much better at organizing than she is." So I said, "You know what, Kia? That's a great idea." So I decided to go ahead and reach out to professional organizers locally to see if someone would allow me to shadow them. I reached out to one in particular. She had great reviews. And so I told her I'm interested in becoming a professional organizer. And I was just wondering if it would be okay if I can tag along with you when you go to your different jobs. And she agreed. And I met with her for coffee and told her what I was hoping to do, that I was interested in possibly starting a business, and that I would just really like to shadow her to understand how the process works. So I went with her on a few jobs, and it was very enlightening. And one day she told me, "So when are you going to go ahead and start your business?" And I said, "Well, I'm not exactly sure. I just need to save up some money." And she said, No, you don't. This is a job where the startup costs are very low. You can just really get into it and just start organizing. And so I thought, okay, maybe. So I looked into it and she was right. The startup costs were very low. So I decided to go ahead and start my business. I registered my business. I bought the domain name. I created the website on my own. And then I was open to start taking clients. So the way I started to get clients was by doing a deal on Living Social, which I believe is now owned by Groupon. But I reached out to Living Social and I did a deal where I offered half off my services. That gave me a bunch of clients and I was able to get repeat clients from that. So it started from there and the rest is history. So throughout my career as a professional organizer, I've been a contained home organizer for the Container Store. So I was partnered with them for a few years. Then I became a designer for California Closets. So I've designed mini spaces, offices, Murphy beds, mini closets, pantries, laundry rooms, garages. I've designed so many spaces. The way I work as a professional organizer is organizing the entire space. So we'll start with the decluttering process, and then we have to find where everything will live. So if that includes buying new bins, boxes, containers, that's what we'll do. Sometimes it even means changing up your space completely, just a redesign. So I like to organize from start to finish. And I think that's what makes me different from some other organizers is that I like to complete the space, decor and all. So I am so excited to have you listening with me. Thank you so much for joining me. Like I said earlier, this podcast will talk about so many different aspects of organizing, and I'll be bringing on special guests quite often. So you'll have to tune in to see who those guests will be. Please make sure to follow me on all social media platforms. You can follow me on Twitter at Restore Order. I'm on Pinterest, Facebook, and YouTube under Restore Order Professional Organizing. And then you can also find me on Instagram at Neems_organizes. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I look forward to talking with you next week. And remember, get organized, go further. You're listening to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson.